Very good. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. I once again welcome all of you to this Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. So today we are going to move on to our next session, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, which will be given by His Grace Radha Pramod Prabhuji. And the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, the verse will be from Canto 7, Chapter 2 and Text 22. Hare Krishna, Radha Pramod Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving us your valuable time and association. Please take over the call, Prabhuji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Please accept my humble obeisances. Hare Krishna.
Thanks. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 2, Text 22. Nitya Atma Vaya Shuddha Sarvagha Sarvavit Paraha Datte Asva Atma Nolingam Mayaya Visajan Guna. But to a translation, Nitya, eternal, Atma, spirit, soul, Abhyayaha, inexhaustible, Shuddhaha, with no material tinge, Sarva Gaha, qualified to go anywhere in the material or spiritual worlds, Sarvavid, full of knowledge, Paraha, transcendental to material conditions, Datte, accepts, also that Atma, or the living being, Atmanaha, of the self, Lingam, a body, Mayaya, by the material energy, Visrajan, creating, Srajan, various material qualities. Translation interpreted by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. The spirit soul, the living entity, has no death, but is eternal and inexhaustible. Being free from material contamination, he can go anywhere in the material or spiritual worlds. Is fully aware and completely different from the material body. But because of being misled by misuse of his slight independence, he is obliged to accept subtle and gross bodies created by material energy and thus be subjected to so-called material happiness and distress. Therefore, no one should lament for the passing of spirit soul from the body. Purport. Hiranyakashipu very intelligently described the position of the soul. The soul is never the body, but is always completely different from the body. Being eternal and inexhaustible, the soul has no death. But when the same pure soul desires to enjoy the material body independently, he is placed under the conditions of material nature and must therefore accept a certain type of body and suffer the pains and pleasures thereof. This is also described by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Karanam gunasangasya sadasat yoni janmashu. The living entity is born in different families or species of life because of being infected by the modes of material nature. When conditioned by material nature, the living entity must accept a certain type of body which is offered by nature under the direction of Supreme Lord. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hrudyasajjana tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart. O Arjuna, is directing the wanting of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of metal energy. The body is just like a machine, and according to living entity's karma, is offered a particular type of a machine to move here and there under the control of material nature. This continues until he surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. మామేవయే ప్రపద్యంతే మాయామేతాం చరంతితే. Until he surrenders the conditioned soul is carried from life to life by the arrangement of material nature. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnana Janashalakaya Chakshurunmelitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Tadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతకథకమలం శ్రీగురోన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాద్రజాతం సహగణరఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణలలితా శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంతస్వామీతి నామ్నే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణి జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ ఐఎమ్ వెరీ గ్రేట్ఫుల్ ఫర్ దిస్ ఆపర్చునిటీ to speak on Bhagavatam, and I thank all of you for joining the call. Here, this is a very favorite topic of mine, and last time also it happened, and the sacrifice, and this topic also about the soul is very interesting topic. I like it. I wanted to speak on it, but before that, because we are in Kartik month, and to maintain the mood, I wanted to, like previously, I want to take something on this relevant to our festival that is happening. This is one big festival. This festival for whole month. All other festivals are one day, 2 days. Only this month of Mother Yashoda tying Krishna, and she is on the altar along with all other forms for 1 month. This is speciality of Mother Yashoda. Now to keep that mood, and because we are all singing Damodar Ashtakam every day, I thought I will just some meditations which will help you to continue few more days. It's a very interesting month to meditate on it, and everybody must have their own meditations. I also want to give some meditations on Damodar Ashtakam, and this is very nice some meditations which of course from Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj I take from Maharaj only, and I thought I'll share with all of you because these lectures are given in Russian, so anyway you'll not understand, some of you, most of you Russian, you may not get it, so I'll do it in English for you. And here, this is maybe today evening when you're offering lamb, or for some of you in for us, it's just in 1 hour we'll offer the lamps. This is the meditation, and I want to remember this when I am singing the shloka. More we know it deeply, it becomes, we can pray it very intensely. So this is one of the meditations. Maybe you all can try some of the things. You may be already having some meditations. You can add some of the points if you feel they are very helpful for you. And here we are telling, I pray only to him. Who is that? This is the one, no other God than the young Vrindavan Lord. The whole world before him, either some blaspheme him, some glorify them, some serve him, something. But there are many reasons. Now we'll just see. This is from the first shloka I'll directly start. I'll not tell anyway again philosophy comes, but this is nice philosophy. Now the first shloka is Namam Ishwaram Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yashoda Viloluka Labdavamanam Param Drishtam Atyanta Dodrupya Gopya. I'll not go in detail, but I'll give very, very brief descriptions for you to meditate. Now the translation is very simple. It says that I offer my humble obeisances before the Supreme Lord, whose body is the abode of eternal knowledge and bliss. He resides eternally in the kingdom of Gokula, and radiates the dazzling effulgence. He has earrings in the shape of sharks, which also sparkle. In fear of Yashoda, he runs headlong away from the wooden mow from which he was stealing butter. And Yashoda runs after him and catches up with him. To him, this Lord Sri Ram mother, I offer my obeisances. So this is a very simple. Now we can, this is a meditation. Now he is an eternal being, eternally aware, the Lord of and eternity and knowledge and bliss. This is the Supreme Lord. Now we are going to him. Now, but not because I fear him, not because I hope of reward from him, but because I love him. That is why we want to bow before him, not that I want to get from him. I want to love. If I don't have love, but I am going to him so that I develop love for Damodar. I know that he is Supreme Lord. I am telling to Damodar, I know you are Supreme Lord. Only you are worthy of praising. Nobody else need to be praised. You need to be praised. Now people are praising so many. Especially in India now, everybody is praising all the cricketers. But no one else is worth of praising. I know you are God, so let me pray to you. Give me strength, send me words, and cleanse my heart. This is what we had to pray to the mother. And I know that you are my master and I am your servant. And that is why my soul, it is very easy in that way. Now the second important thing in this word meditation. So first is Sachidananda. We are meditating. We want to offer obeisances, not to get anything from him, not out of fear, but we want to love him. Second thing is your earrings swing and play on your cheeks. Very nice meditation. Because what I say, do you not stand still? The people, they pray to God. And Lord Krishna is bored of listening all their prayers. People say so many types of prayers in different religions. Hallelujah, this, that. Some ring bell, some shout, some call, some mantra, some this, some puja, some archanas. And Krishna is very bored. Because they don't care about him. They only want something from him. Some riches from him. That is their position. Therefore, Lord Krishna is saying, Satyavatma, you secretly run away from them, from their annoying prayers and praises. So that why? In order to be alone with your friends and in Vrindavan and to hide from them, you go into the arms of Yashoda. Or it is important to, because he has very important things to do in Vrindavan. He has to carry the sandals of Nanda Baba on his head. He has to play with the calves who love him, and more than all, he has all the bishops and metropolitan put together are to for him to, it is not worth whatever things. Krishna is very busy, not all this. He has so many other busy things. He has to play with the gopis and they are putting some marks on his cheek, and his earrings are also playing on his cheeks because they also like to play like him. And now the Satyavatna says, why are your earrings so beautiful? And now he says, oh, I understand. Because they reflect your light. That's why they are beautiful. Generally what happens, the earrings light is reflected on us. But here in this case, Krishna's light is reflected on the earrings. Anyone who comes even little closer to Krishna, they began to shine. That's why the earrings are shining, because of Krishna earrings are shining. Not that earrings are, the cheek is shining because of earrings. Now the whole, now the hollow of the, around the heads of the saints and prophets are all light emanating from Krishna only. The reflection of Krishna's beauty or radiance lies on the faces of all these great sages. And and from far, if they timidly, there are people who are trying to catch the rays of light of your face. Hiranyamayena patrena satyasya abhihitam mukham. No, Ishapanishad read. And now even if one ray is equal to dispel the darkness that is flooded in this world, one ray that comes from Krishna's body is sufficient to dispel all the dark. How much more holy than all the prophets and saints and their are these earrings. Even all these saints and saintly persons, they also have some radiance. But these earrings, they are so close to Krishna, they are completely... What is the point is the ray that is coming from Krishna's body can dissipate ignorance. And now that rays are reflecting on the earrings. That means you can imagine how powerful the earrings are. And how lucky they are. And important is they always kiss Krishna's cheek, the earrings. That's what the gopis are also sometimes envious of them. Now the proud sun also is shining with your light. But whose light? That is Krishna's light. And but we don't need sun. Why? Because if you have Krishna, then we don't need even sun also. Because the sunlight is coming from Krishna. We have sun, we have Krishna, everything we have. And just as the moon fades and is lost in shame somewhere in the sky, when the sun rises, so the sun fades and also ashamed of itself. Then they are trying to escape from the love. Of course, now Krishna is trying to escape and he is very happy with his cows and gopis. Now, everything and everyone reflects Krishna's light only. And Krishna is radiant that comes from those who love him. And it comes actually trying to escape. Krishna is now, he is running here. What he is running? He is trying to escape from the love of Yashodamai. And he is trying to run, but he cannot escape. Yashoda is able to catch him very easily. Now he shines brighter than the heavenly kingdom. And you have a blue sapphire that is set in the gold of their love. She is like blue sapphire, and all the gopis and all, they are like gold, and he is in between them. So, and to experience Yashoda's love, he is trying to escape from it. And he says that it costs you nothing to escape from the those immersed in samadhi yoga who search in vain for you in the depths of their heart. And also Lord Krishna, he bypass all the networks and traps of the sages, philosophers, experts in the Vedas and try to set. But when it comes to Yashoda, Yashoda's love, he cannot run away from it. And Krishna is laughing at ascetic sages, at the priests and all these people who are doing so many yajnas, this, that and so many austerities. But here some simple gopis, Yashoda takes a small stick in her hand and that time Krishna is not laughing. He is laughing at all these people, yogis, munis, rishis, sages, ascetics. But when Yashoda takes his stick, Krishna is not laughing. And he want to, and they are the people who want to serve Krishna. For them, you have to, you have the whip in the, of the Vedas in store for all these people who are not. Everyone else, they deal with God as death. God is treating them as death and terrible, and which trembles at the mention of your name. People say, God, oh, you should be afraid. But that pig in Krishna, Yashodamai's hand, Krishna is trembling. Whereas everybody else are afraid of Krishna just by his name only. All the devatas, Krishna says, because of the fear of me, the sun is rising, the rain is falling and all these things. And here that Krishna is running away from here and copies. And her love is stronger than all the laws of this world. That is the point here. What is the power? The love of Yashoda is stronger than the laws. And all these laws are made by Krishna. He cannot he cannot do anything with these laws. Sorry. And he runs away from her. And it's hard for her to run because she has heavy body and her breasts are filled with milk out of love for Krishna. Although he can run faster than speed of light, Krishna, and more faster also. But still Yashoda Mai very easily catches him. Her braids are unraveled and flowers are falling on the ground out of respect for her and kissing her lotus feet. Admiring her courage that she is trying to catch the absolute truth. But she, for her nothing, she has forgotten about everything. The madness of her love, she simply runs after him and catches him. So this is the first shloka meditation. Second one we'll do. Rudamta muhur netra yugmam rujantam karamboja yugmena stanka netram muhaswasa kampati rekanta kanta sita graivadamodaram bhakti badam. So here the translation is, he cries looking at the twig in Yashoda's hand, his palms as tender as lotus. He rubs his eyes like lotus petal in which there is fear. He sobs and breathes raggedly as Yashoda ties him to the mortar with a rope, and the pearl necklace on his cheek, marked with three folds like a seashell, rises on his chest in time with his breathing. To him, this Lord Sri Damodara, tied to the stupa, not by a robe, but by the pure love of her mother, I offer my obeisances. Now we'll do a little meditation on this verse. This is, oh, Krishna is crying out of, from fear. Fear froze in Krishna's eyes. Let this fear be my only defense. And he sobs and rubs eyes with both hands. He is telling this, maybe seeing this fear, Mother Yashoda may be a little pacified. Now, we go to Krishna so that we come out of our lamentation, our fear and our ignorance. And we are seeing that Krishna is fearful, Krishna is lamenting, Krishna is, and these are because of ignorance, that is ignorance. Now we want to get rid of ignorance, we want to get rid of fear, we want to free from lamentation, and we are seeing all the three things in Krishna and we are praying to him. And don't you see how afraid I am of you? Krishna is trying to tell Mother Yashoda. And don't you feel sorry for me? Mom, for you me, I don't do it again. And the eye drops are pearls, tears rolling from his eyes like hail, washing the ointment that is the kajal that is applied to him. And what could be more beautiful than the first rain after the summer heat? And the Almighty, the sky has heard people's prayer, sheds tears of pity on earth. But here, Krishna's tear are even more beautiful than the first rain after the heavy summer, because it was pure love that made Krishna cry, not this all plantative tears, prayers. People pray to rain so that it comes. But when Krishna cried, it is not for prayer, it is out of love he cried. The Yashoda's love is making Krishna cry, the tears. Now the heat of desires have so dried our heart that it sometimes, for me also, it is applicable. I am not able to pray so much, I know, because the heart is very dry. But one, with the tears of but the tears that are coming from Krishna's eyes, they can irrigate all the deserts of the world and turn the parched hearts into oasis. All the hearts, Krishna's tears, they have such a power. Now, how many people will pray to those tears? Here, Satyavati Muni is praying to the tears that are coming from. How much one must love you so that, he's telling, how much somebody loves Krishna so that he forget that is God. That is one special prayer which we can do only in Vrindavan is we pray to Krishna that Krishna, let me forget that you are God. Let me love like Vrajavasis. They don't have much thing that Krishna is God. They just love him. That means when the love increases, increases, increases at the highest stage, then they don't, then they forget that he is God. Their love is dominating the Aishwarya. They are so much into the Madhurya or the Aishwarya Shithila Prema. What kind of love must there be for the giver of fearlessness to be afraid? Now, Krishna gives fearlessness, but Yashoda's love is making Krishna fearful. That means what type of love and how much intensity of love that must be, which is making the God who gives fearlessness fearful. And Krishna is talking, his chest rises like children, and with it your pearl necklace, your neck with three folds in a seashell and as absorbed with the blue of the sheep. See, so it's so beautiful, Krishna's neck. And Satyavati Muni is saying, let this news spread everywhere that you have cried and your mother Yashoda made you cry. This is the news. And people, Krishna is now called Damodara. Today, God allowed himself to be tied with a strong rope of love. That is what this last line he says, Stita Graiva Damodaram Bhakti Bhaktam. And then we have the next shloka says, Iti Driksha Leela Bhirananda Kunde Swagosham Nimajanta Makhya Payan Tadyeshu Dagneshu Bhakti Chitattam Puna Prema Tastam Satavati Vande. His childhood games like this plunge the simple gopis, the inhabitants of Gokula, into the lake of bliss. Though these games, these pastimes, he shows everyone who is attached to his power and splendor that only pure love, free from reverence, can conquer him. And he says, Swaghosham Nibajjan. And with love, I bow down to Lord Damodara hundreds and hundreds of times again and again. So, this is now few incidents that happened in Vrindavan. I will try to tell them. Early in the morning before sunrise, the gopis began churning butter from yogurt and a thick, I'm really sorry because I'm connected to net, so people call in distance. And they quietly chant someone's names and a hum can be heard from the pots of the yogurt that can draw out the roar of the raging ocean also. That is so sweet. And drops of yogurt like the precious beads lie in a on the pattern on their saris, which fall. It looks very beautiful. And now, awakened by their singing, little Damodara looks around, sneaks into someone else's closet. There singing little Damodara, that awakened little Damodara, looking around, he enters into somebody else's closet. There he blows up the lamp, he don't, and make it completely dark. And he puts his hand in some prod of flesh butter. And suddenly one gopi comes there. And Krishna, if no one else sees, Krishna thought, no one else can see, it's in dark. And who are you, oh baby? Gopi asks. Krishna thought, oh, this is me, your younger brother, Balram. Krishna asks, who is this? Balram says, this is me. And Balram says, what are you doing here? I just mixed up with the house in the dark. I thought this is my house, that's why I came. He says, but it seems that to me that it is my house. And okay, then what are your hands in this? He says, "Oh, I put my hand in this pot. So what? Did you forget something in the pot?" Yes. Actually, don't be angry. There is a little calf, so that went into this pot. So that's why I'm taking." And the gopis are also there. They're watching. And he says, "If he's not here, then there's no need to become angry. Just tell me, I'll live right away from here. Don't be angry with me. I just mix up the houses. I thought it is my house and I came inside." And then once Krishna goes, he turns to Yashoda, "Mama, mama." Yashoda says, "What do you want, Lala?" He says, "Give me a cup." Krishna says, "For what?" "I want milk." Then Mother Yashoda says, "But milk is not ready." Then Krishna says, "When it will be ready?" Krishna Yashoda says, "Only at night it will be ready." Then when is this? Yashoda says, "At night, when it is dark. When it gets dark outside." Then Krishna says, "Maya, night has come, you said," and closes his eyes shyly. And what is this? Immediately, everything becomes dark outside. So this is Krishna wants, he can make night to come in the broad daylight and sun can rise in the midnight also. And this is very interesting because Krishna sometimes he does, of course, Yogama helps him to remember that he's Lord for helping him some pastimes. He immediately created day into night for eating, for drinking milk. And this is some incident like that. One more, two more things are there. Krishna looks at his reflection in a column when he's eating. Suddenly he looks and he sees his reflection. Then he becomes very afraid. "Hey, what are you doing here?" And Krishna only says, "You are my friend. See, listen, I'll give you some fresh butter. Don't tell to anyone." And he's Makan Chor. This is all for this meditation. Krishna is when we are singing this. And now important thing is, what is our meditation? Makan Chor. What does we mean? He steals our heart. He has stolen the peace of all saints. He stole Putana's life. He took the sari of innocent gopis and the sins of all surrender souls. That's why it's called Hari. Now the gopis say, "Oh Govinda, you gave yourselves to simple gopis and they gave you their hearts. You became their plaything just to enjoy the fresh oil butter of their love. You led them to the lake of bliss and made them drown in it. Those who tremble before you are bowed before you. Your greatness will never find the way to this lake. The road of your country is denied to those who are blinded by the radiance." That means somebody who is Hiranmayena Patra, another. Effulgence is blinding them. They are not able to see the glory of. But those who are blinded by love for you, that they do not even see your radiance. That is why. So all these yogis, rishi munis, they are just attracted to the radiance. You take them by hand and lead them there to a small village on the bank of Yamuna. Therefore, I bow down again and again to you, to them and their love, to gopis, which made you their playthings. Krishna became the playable object of these gopis. That is what we want. This is speciality of Vrindavan. This love is not available anywhere. That's why we need to hear about this Vrindavan verses again and again. Because what is the price to attain this love? Lavalyam api ekamoolam. So the price is to have greed. And how we can get greed? When we hear about them again and again. So we'll get that verses again further. And he says, "Varam deva moksham na moksham vadimva na chanyam vraneham varesha idam deva purnartha gopala bhalam sadame manasya kimanye." He says, "Oh Lord, you can bestow any blessings, but I do not pray to you for dissolution in the impersonal effulgence of your power, nor for eternal life on the planets of the spiritual world, nor for even more exalted gifts. O Lord, I only want you in this form of a cowherd boy, Bal Gopal in Vrindavan, to always remain in my heart. I don't need any other blessings than this. This is very interesting. And he says, the dusk has already deepened. I haven't even asked you for anything yet. However, those who are always close to you are not threatened by darkness. That means they are not afraid. It is not for nothing that you call you Deva, a bright, radiant, always emanating from you. The light of Krishna's pastimes has dispelled even the thick darkness in my heart. More we hear, more our darkness is dispelled in heart. And then, can we say about the darkness of the night? That is automatically dispelled, Krishna is it. Now he says, but since I was lucky and found myself here in Vrindavan, we are all are able to, even ISKCON temple purpose even now. In that is where Krishna, generously known, knows no bonds. His generosity needs no. He is very, very generous. That's why we need to come to Vrindavan regularly. Here in Vrindavan. Fortunately, I am here in Vrindavan. Access is difficult, but staying slowly, slowly, something we may get. Now, Sakyat Muni is telling, it is my turn to ask your blessings because you are very generous in Vrindavan. So everyone asks you for something, but only here I know. You readily fulfill any request in Vrindavan because you are very generous. And for the generous, always enjoy their generosity. So you are generous, you enjoy your generosity. So many times I imagine that someday I would stand before you and hear your gentle voice in my heart. I am pleased with you, so I want to hear this from you, that you will one day stand and say, I am very pleased with you, Krishna will say, I am very pleased with you. You have come a long and difficult way. And then that time you ask me whatever you want. Therefore, and Satyavandana, therefore do not judge me harshly. I prepared my request in advance. So I am not waiting that you come one day and you know, stand and say, okay, now I am pleased with all your efforts, now you ask. I am asking before. Ask me anything. Satyavata Muni says, I am already before only. I don't want to be king of earth. Earthly dynasties is very short-lived. Earthly glory is also fleeing. Who needs all these cheap pleasures? I will not ask you for the kingdom of heaven also. Or even the throne of Indra, for heavenly bliss is also, heavenly bliss obscures the memory of you. Because in the heavenly plans, because of pleasure, they will forget Krishna. And without it, and heaven becomes hell if I don't remember you. And I don't want any mystical abilities that yogis bestow. Give them to those who have not yet played enough in this world. They will take this mystic and try to enjoy this. But what do I want then? Maybe liberation? No. What could be higher than? Because it is very a big thing, salvation. The purest people who have renounced earthly joys, they ask for liberation. But no mukti also. I am not going to ask even liberation. I know that you easily give liberation. Mukti dadati karahichit. So it is said, Krishna gives mukti, but bhakti, he very rarely gives. But I have been coming to you for so long that I am afraid to sell off short. But why? Because having dissolved in the dazzling radiance that surrounds the spiritual world, this is all Brahman, I will never be able to see you again. People who go to Brahmajyoti, so unfortunate, they cannot see Krishna again. Can you imagine? At least now we can get darshan of Radha Shamsundar, Krishna Balram, Gaur Nitai, so beautiful. Radharani's darshan is there, you know. We cannot see any of the form of Lord. Such a painful thing. I will never be able to see you for all eternity. I will curse myself for my unforgivable stupidity if I go into this Brahman. That's Satyamata. You are right. There is little joy in ordinary liberation. But don't you want to talk about me seated in the throne of Vaikuntha? Krishna is asking. In all radiance of my heavenly glory. The greatest of the devotees forget about everything in this world as soon as they heard the sound of my voice from boundless Vaikuntha, the abode in which there is no worry. Vaikuntha means no worries and obstacles will open before you. Satya, no, I will not ask you for permission to live next to you, Sayudhya, Sarupya, Salokya, Sashti. No. On the same planet to use your riches and to have an incorruptible spiritual body as beautiful as yours. The position of your servant is dearer to me than any of these benefits. So he's telling. He says, I ended up here in Vrindavan and all the riches of Vaikuntha becomes dim for me in front of what is Vrindavan because it has such an important love. He says, let me enjoy these gifts. I want something else. Vaikuntha, when Prabhupada was making this Vrindavan temple, he said, Prabhupada, big, what marble this, that Prabhupada said, oh, Vrindavan is Kauda. And that is what is known. So Krishna said, what could be higher than liberation in Vaikuntha? He says, oh, it is happiness to constantly listen to how those who love talk about you. So this is the point I want to tell. For what is important is we need to hear from those people who love Krishna. So their talk is what is the motivation for us. That will give us that greed to go to Vrindavan, to be a Vrajavasi. Constantly listen to how those who love talk about Krishna. And when the nectar of immortality flows in constant stream into my ears, it is that happiness to sing about you when my heart merges in the sound that carries my soul to you. So the happiness is simply to remember Krishna's leelas. Filling that fills the mind with endless joy. And when a person has experienced this happiness, he is not afraid even of the torments of hell. He is just listening to Krishna's pastime only, we become fearless. And he simply will not notice even any torments that comes in his life. Torments will come, like Mother Sita when Lord Ram, he broke the Shiva Dhanush. Everybody heard till heavenly planets also and everybody fainted because of that heavy noise. And Mother Sita then she called Devaraj. Do you know what happened? He said, what? So much noise came. You heard it? She said, no. She was meditating on Ram because before day she saw Ram. She was so much meditating on him that she could not hear that voice. So similarly in our life also, so many problems come, but when we are hearing constantly Krishna's pastimes and leelas and philosophy, our heart is satisfied. Then you say, so what do you finally want? So Satyam, no, please don't be so insolent. Enter into my heart in the form of little Gopal and remain there forever in that form. Let my heart become the meadows and pastures of Vrindavan, where you will frolic and play with your cows and friends. And if you want to confirm your glory as the most generous of all bestowers of blessings, Varadeshwara, Varam Deva, Varadeshwara, he is the bestower of, he is the most generous person, Varadeshwara. So let that name remain so that I can always contemplate this image of you are in my heart. So that is what Vara you can give me. You will become Varadeshwara. And he says, but I am ready. I am already, Krishna says, but I am already in your heart as a Paramatma, residing in heart and all living beings. I am constantly talking to you. And is it not enough? Satyamandana says, I want to drink your beauty with my inner gaze so that there is nothing left in my mind except your beauty. And I don't need any other blessings. And Krishna said, have you thought, well, liberation is a great gift. Satyavandana, don't deceive me. You want to deceive me? If you are in my heart, as I saw you here in Vrindavan, then why do I need anything else? Because you are not in my heart as The form I am seeing in Vrindavan, Paramatma form is not satisfying. I want this form of your in my heart, then I don't need anything. And if you are not in my heart, then why do I need anything else? I want only one thing, to always contemplate in my heart the little Gopal Bal, whom his mother tied to the grinding motor as a punishment for the pranks. And I don't need anything else other than this. So these are actually from the shlokas of our various acharyas. They have meditations. This is their meditation. It's not. We are trying to learn from their meditation. And it says, Idam te mukhamboja matyantani lai vatam kuntalai snigda rataischa gopya mohaschumbitam bimba ratta darapne manasya virasta malam lakshalabe. I'm really sorry. We have very less time. I'll try as much fast as possible. The simple cowherd Ashoda again and again shows your beautiful lotus face framed with the locks of your bluish black hair with a copper red tinge with kisses. Ashoda is always mohuchumbita. Make it so that I can always contemplate in my heart your beautiful face it's like a bimba fruit lips. I don't need millions of other blessings. Now, then Krishna says, aren't you too hasty with your request? Won't you regret in later? Maybe you still want something else. Ask before it is too late. Satyamandana, no, it's not. It's too late. Damodar, it's too late. When I heard about you, how Yashoda and other inhabitants of Raja love you, and how much love you respond to their love, my eyes, heart melted in the fire of that love. My myriads of my desires, which have previously coexisted happily in my heart, died at the very moment, poisoned by the sweet poison of your love. Therefore, no other blessings or gift from you will bring me peace. Okay, just for a moment. I saw your face framed with a blue black curl with a copper red tinge. It seems to me like a lotus with a swan of black bumblebees hovering around it. As a lotus blossoms toward the rays of the sun, so your face blossoms under the kisses of Yashoda. Looking at you, I could not understand. Is she shining with a reflection of your light? Or are you becoming so beamed, bathed in the radiance of her love? Because of you she is radiating, or because of her love you are radiating? That is my doubt. Since the light has dispersed the darkness of my material desires, I want only one thing, to always hear your ringing laughter in my heart, to always see how you smile at Yashoda, how she raffles your curls, inhales the aroma of your hair, or wipes tears from your face. Because when I see how she plays with you, crazy hope flares up in my heart and begins to beat wildly. This is what Satyavatni is meditating. Namo Devadamodar Ananta Vishnu Prasida Prabho Dukkha Jaladi Magna Kripa Dishti Vishyati Dinam Badano Griha Neshama Magnyame Dakshidrisha. O Supreme Lord, who illuminates everything with his effulgence, O Damodara, submitting to the love of those who love you, O Ananta, limitless, omnipotent Vishnu, O my Lord, I want only one thing, for you to be pleased with me. I am drowning in a vast ocean of sorrow. Shed the rain of your mercy on me, fallen and restless, O Almighty Lord, bring me back to life by allowing me to see you. Now he says that, wait, a lump stuck in my throat. I will again strengthen and courage to ask you for something else. He is saying, Satyavan, forgive me that my voice trembles with tears when I pronounce your names. O Deva, that means you always shine with the light of beauty of love. That is O Deva means. O Damodara means, you submit to the love of those who have given their hearts to you. That is O Damodara. O Ananta, you are limitless and therefore your mercy is also limitless. So this understanding is according to on the level of prema. O Vishnu, you are everywhere and therefore in my heart, and therefore all my desires are known to you. You are God who allows you to bind yourself the infinite and to embrace yourself the immersed. Now Krishna, he did not allow Yashoda to bind him initially, because he knows that I am God, how can I be born? But Yashoda's love made him forget that he is Lord. That's why she could bind him. His love could cover his supremacy. That is the point. He says, you are an independent ruler and master. Who can forbid you to do whatever you want? I am drowning in the ocean of sorrow, and for me, fallen and ignorant, there is no other salvation except your mercy. I know what to do again and again. I will repeat your names that give hope. That is the only thing I can do. Damodara, Ananta, Vishnu. What else I can do? What is left for me? And what else do I have left? Again and again I will repeat. And again and again and again and again. Until I can say them with genuine humility. That is what is needed. We are chanting. What is needed is with humble. Until I catch your gaze filled with compassion. And then I will be able to ask you for what I did not dare to ask before. What is that? It is not enough for me to simply contemplate you in my heart with my eyes. I want to drink your beauty also, not just seeing the form. And two more verses, very good. Kuveratmajo bhadha murdhaiva yadvan tvaya mochito bhakti bhajo krito cha tata prema bhaktim svakamme prayaccha. Namo kshegraho me sti damodare. O Damodar, in the form of a child tied to a wooden motor, you liberated the two sons of Kuvera, Manadeva and Nalakuvara, who due to the curse of Narada had become trees in the courtyard of your house, and awarded them the highest gift of love. O my Lord, grant me this treasure too. That's the only thing I want. I do not need any release. Now he says, Krishna says, aren't you contradicting yourself? You call me Damodara. How can one who is himself bound fulfill your desires? Are I am bound, I am crying, I am fearful, and you are telling me you release? Yashoda tied me to this grinding motor. I could not even untie the knot that rope. I have to crawl dragging the motor behind me. Then he says, Satyamandra, who do you want to deceive? Yours one touch was enough for the sons of Kuvera, born as Arjuna trees under the Narada's curse, to be free from after hundreds of years of waiting. Just by your touch, they got released, who were born thousands, hundreds of years. And you yourself remained bound to teach us that love is the highest form of liberation. Such a nice point. The highest form of liberation is what? To have love. So, you still want freedom from suffering? Krishna is asking. I am ready to free you from all torments right now. Satyamandra, no. I know that you easily give liberation. Freedom from suffering means liberation. Liberation to anyone who asks you. But Kuvera's son was smarter. For many years they repeated same prayers. They asked you to give them opportunity to serve you. Hundreds of years passed before you answered their prayers, but you did. So I ask that you touch me as you once touched them, or even not you yourself, but by that the grinding motor to which you are attached. That is enough for me. Even the grinding motor touches me also is enough, which is binding you. That is actually what happened to the Arjuna trees. They are touched by not directly Krishna, the grinding motor gets stuck. Then Krishna says, what will bring you? Why don't you agree to liberation that great yogis and sages strive for? Because the great sages and yogis, even after receiving liberation, sometimes return again to this world of birth and death. Even they, having conquered their passion, want emotions. So we have to return them to this. You have to return them to this world where they can experience love. No, not even love, but pale imitation of true love. True love is highest, higher than liberation, and I do not need any other liberation except your love. Therefore, Udamadra, I ask you for love, but not just love. For love here in Vrindavan, that is very special. Vaikuntha also they have love, but not like Vrindavan. Because only here I can see your endless pastimes. You gave it to the sons of Kuvera. Give it to me too. Krishna says, why are you crying, asking for this? I am crying because I know well how rare this gift is. But I have been walking towards it for so long that I simply don't see the point in asking you for anything else. Tears of despair are rolling down my eyes, but my heart is light with hope, and I won't trade these tears for any other happiness in the world. And then he says, Namaste stu dhamne spura tirthi dhamne tvadiyodarayartha vishvasya dhamne namo radhikaye. First of all, I bow down to the blessed and dazzling robe that encircles your belly. Then I bow down to your belly, the container of all entire universes, with its moving and motionless living beings. Then I offer my obeisances to one you love most, the one who loves you the most, Srimati Radhika. And finally, I prostrate myself before you, the Lord, who displays your endless pastimes of love. The last one says, I myself did not notice how you began to answer my prayers from somewhere from the depths of my heart. I just trying to think about you, Damodara, remembering what happened to one this day in the month of Kartik when the sun stopped mercilessly burning. It seems that it is softened after watching your pastimes. And what is this sun? A simple robe tied around your belly shines brighter than thousands of suns. Its radiance is so blind. Radiance so blinds the great yogis that they are unable to see you. You are bound by it. Therefore, they worship the radiance of this robe, naively believing that there is nothing higher than this radiance. I also bow before that robe. But unlike them, I know that this robe binds you. And he says, therefore, I bow not only to the spiritual radiance surrounding you, but I bow down to your belly, which is tied with a robe. Countless universes with their infinite riches are located in your belly. Do you remember how once in fear of punishment, you opened your mouth and the angry Yashoda saw it in it the entire universe, the sun, moon, myriad stars, Milky Way, and even eternal time? How dazzled her head was then. In fact, I do not worship your belly and even eternal time. Sorry, but I do not worship her, but her love I worship, with the help of which she conquered the entire universe by binding you. So Mother Yashoda could conquer all the universes. How great and greatest commander compared to her? She is the greatest of all the commanders. Another important thing is once Yashodamai said, Krishna, you cannot go out of this boundary wall. You have to play within this boundary wall. Krishna was very upset. He said, what is this? So much restrictions. I don't want. I want to go to all the houses in Udh. And that is the time he shows his universal form in the mouth. Then when Mother Yashoda sees this, and then she tells to Nanda Maharaj, but I see, this universe is everything. Then, oh, that means we should not restrict him. We should allow him to go other houses also. That is the conclusion they get. So Krishna has to do this lila so that he can go freely. I know that you will answer my request to reveal yourselves to me, an insignificant one. Therefore, ahead of you, I hasted to offer my obeisances to the Almighty rule and personification of this love, Radhika. Only by her grace can my crazy desires be fulfilled. So Satyavati Muni at last understood. It does not work with Krishna directly. We have to go through Radharani. That is the only way. She alone knows what it means to love you, and what it means to love Krishna and how to worship him. Her endless love is enough for everyone, even for me. That is what he says. And then I will end my, see, he says, I will end my prayers Oh, radiant Lord, again and again I bow down to your whose leelas there is no end. You play forever, giving those who love you your love and teaching everyone else what it means to love and to be loved. He says, the tears you sent to me cleansed my eyes a little and washed away dirt from my heart. So when we are chanting, by chance, if we can get one tear in our eyes for chanting for Krishna, it clears the heart which is filled with so much dirt. Like while we, he says, while I am crying, the atom sunset, it has become completely dark and only the small lamp of my timid attempt to love you is desperately struggling with the darkness that has fallen on this world. I pray only to him. Before him, I bow humbly. There is no other God than the young Vrindavan God. The whole world before him enters. The whole world before him either hymns or trembles. The whole world either blasphemes him or glorifies him sweetly. Sometimes he serves him severely. Sometimes he wants to forget forever. He is young like eternal and eternal like youth. His name is Damodara. So this is small presentation on Damodara Ashtakam. And now we'll come to the topic. We have 5 more minutes. I'll just take, this is very important. I'll just speak few words on this topic of our discussion today. This is also a very important topic. I will maybe in the future some other classes I will try to justify the topic which is given to me. But now because we are in a mood of Damodara Ashtakam, I thought it will help your meditation. I'll just add 2 points from this very important point of our discussion. That how we are not the body, spirit, soul. This is a very important topic that is discussed. Hiranyakashipu is telling, he's speaking everything, he don't apply. But Krishna also starts with this important understanding. And before realizing God, there should be self-realization. Before God realization, we should have self-realization that I am not this body, spirit, soul. What happens is when we continue enjoying with this body and mind, then there are the obstacles for self-realization. That means I need to, what is sannyas means? Sannyas means to renounce the desire to enjoy in this world. That is what is sannyas. That means everybody has to take sannyas. It's not the external dress and danda, but there is an internal desire to renounce the pleasures of this world. We may do it some favorable little bit here and there, but the question is, the answer is very simple. Whether I should do some activity or not in our life is based on whether it will help me to get self-realization. You say, oh, probably self-realization later on. First I will do bhakti. It's not like that. When I realize who am I, then I will be able to do bhakti also nicely. If self-realization means I am understanding I am servant of Krishna. That realization will come when we stop doing sense gratification. When I continue my sense gratification, this realization is very difficult. If I am satisfying my tongue so nicely, satisfying my belly so nicely, satisfying my eyes, ears, all the senses very thoroughly, and especially more important, my mind. If I am more and more giving pleasure to my mind, then there is no question of self-realization. What happens is there is so much that is accumulated in our mind. We are emotionally, so much already wrong programs are there in our system. Now when we give more and more impressions, thinking that this is going to different places, doing different things and experiencing many things, they are only creating, they are corrupting the program that already we have. We need to deprogram and reprogram and set up things nicely. That's how Krishna starts. Telling before bhakti, it already enough. Achna, wait a minute. He says that He gets very simple, sir. How a person can get rid of all the troubles? Because Arjuna is a prototype of all living entities. Arjuna is playing the role of a materialistic person. What is a materialistic person? One who is attached, material attachment, found, and one who is material attached, he finds himself in difficult situations. And we are all, anybody who is having these difficult situations, this is a result of his attachment only. And they have to find them in difficult situations. Difficult situation is not creation of anything outside. It is our own creation, our mental state. And Arjuna, like all these materialistic people, he gives proper arguments to, and he also very nice arguments. And what he says, he trying to find ways out of situations in the spiritual way also. And now what happens is material attachments interfere us. Material attachment destroys this consciousness. And they stop a person from seeing clarity. What is the root of the problem? A person cannot see. He needs this self-realization. So that is why this understanding is very important. And now time is up. I thank all of you, and I hope you will not mind. I have taken only 5 minutes of this topic and 55 minutes of another topic. But I thought it is helpful for the more. Hope you will forgive me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very nicely you explained, elaborated about the Damodar Ashtakam today. So thank you so much, actually. So we are ending, we are near to the end of Kartik, but still we are relishing this Damodar Ashtakam year after year. And it's not only for the Kartik month, it's for the whole year also. We are relishing this Leela. So as Prabhupada says, when there is a difference between reading the materials, material articles and the scriptures and spiritual books. So that's how in spiritual books we find, we always relish. How many ever times we hear, how many ever times we read, it's still like a new one. So we are able to relish that in different way. So thank you so much for bringing back and such an elaboration discussion on Damodar Ashtakam. Thank you, Prabhuji. So I think now we don't have question answers, Prabhuji, because now we'll be having our Vrindavan Parikrama. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Dear devotees, please stay. Don't go back. So now after this, we will be having Vrindavan Parikrama. Let's pay our obeisances to Radha Pramod Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving us your valuable time and association. Vancha Kalpa Tripasya Kripa Sindhu Prayavacha Prithita Kripasya Vaishnavi Ananta Koti Vaishnavi
Jai Jai
His Grace Radha Pramod Prabhuji Ki Jai
Jai
Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe
Radhe
Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe